Sit back and relax. Closing your eyes. And begin to focus on your breath. Take a long, slow, deep breath all the way into the deep diaphragm. And the diaphragm is the muscle beneath the lungs that draws your breath down toward the hips into the belly. And as you exhale, just release the diaphragm and allow your breath to roll out. Continuing to take long, slow, deep breaths all the way down to the deep diaphragm. And releasing your breath out. In these long, slow, deep diaphragmic breaths are very soothing to the body. They begin to move you toward a state of well-being, a state of thriving. As you continue these long, slow, deep breaths, you can imagine yourself drifting away from all of your life stressors toward the experience of well-being. If you can comfortably, move one hand to your heart center and just rest your hand there. Bringing your awareness to this heart center. And imagine that you're breathing in now, in through this heart center, all the way down to the deep diaphragm, and back out through your heart center. And as you breathe in through your heart center, imagine that you're awakening the wisdom of the heart. And with each inhale, you expand this heart wisdom in your body and in your awareness. As you exhale, imagine that you're exhaling all the way through your body, down to the bottoms of your feet, out to your fingertips, to the crown of your head. Feeding your body with the wisdom of your heart, illuminating yourselves with your wisdom. And imagine on your next inhale then that you're breathing your heart wisdom all the way down to the bottoms of your feet. And imagining your feet solidly on the ground, on a beautiful, warm patch of earth. Breathing all the way down to the bottoms of your feet, almost into the earth. Feeling very centered and grounded and anchored into your physical being. And on your next inhale, as you Inhale down to the bottoms of your feet. Imagine that you are filling your body with energy and wisdom. So filling from the bottoms of the feet up through the ankles to the calves. And as you exhale, then releasing out on the breath anything that interferes with this flow of wisdom within. Inhaling now into the bottoms of the feet, letting this energy fill all the way up from the feet, through the calves, through the knees and the thighs. And exhaling out anything that interferes with this flow of wisdom. Just holding that intention without trying to figure out what those things might be. On your next inhale, breathing all the way down to the bottoms of the feet, breathing your wisdom all the way down. Filling up from the bottoms of the feet all the way up the legs, through the hips, to the middle of the belly. Softening and relaxing and receiving this wisdom in every cell of your being. And with each exhale, releasing on the breath anything that interferes with this flow of wisdom. And your next inhale, breathing all the way down to the bottoms of the feet, filling your body all the way up from the bottoms of the feet, all the way up through to the shoulders. Your whole torso and heart area just saturated with wisdom, with light, with love. Exhaling out anything that interferes with your body's ability to receive, allow, accept, and absorb this wisdom and light and love. And your next inhale, inhaling all the way to the bottoms of the feet, filling your body with heart wisdom all the way up through the shoulders, down the arms to the fingertips, up through your neck, through your face and your head and your brain to the crown of your head. Your whole body swirling with wisdom and light and love. Breathing out anything that interferes with allowing, receiving, accepting, or embodying wisdom, light, and love. And as you simply sit back and notice your whole body, if you notice that there is anything that feels like it has tension or tightness or an uncomfortable sensation, just imagine that you can soften that area, creating space for that area to receive greater light and love and wisdom. And bringing your awareness then back to your heart center. Imagine in your heart center you have a dial, like the volume dial on a car radio. And right now that dial is turned towards survival. And the energies and the ideas and the experience of organizing your life around the survival impulses. And imagine that you can turn that dial towards thriving. You can turn it a little bit. You can turn it a little bit more, or a lot. Knowing that the body takes some time to make some changes on those deep physiological levels. So for as much as feels good for you right now, begin to move that dial, turning it from survival and amplifying your energy toward thriving, toward well-being. And as you turn that dial up, you may experience the wisdom, the energy, the light, the love in your body, supporting that shift, that amplification from survival to thriving. And whatever that means for you and your experience. So allow yourself to receive this new energy of thriving. And imagine yourself softening resistance, softening the stress that's associated with survival, softening and relaxing into well-being, into thriving. However that feels or looks for you, and trusting that your deep wisdom knows how to help you integrate and orient to this in your life. If you would like to invite your wisdom to truly begin to make deep changes for you on your behalf, simply say yes, inviting yourself to move toward thriving. If that feels good, simply say yes, inviting your wisdom to expand your experience of well-being. Simply say yes. From this place of deep connection with your wisdom, your light, your love, your thriving and your well-being, imagine a light switch in your heart center. And if it feels good for you, turn that light switch from off to on, illuminating your entire being. And as you illuminate your being, you notice that there is a whole pillar of light surrounding you that you may not have noticed before. And notice that in this pillar of light, you can experience your own light within this larger pillar of light. that you know your uniqueness, your goodness, your beauty, your grace, your love. Within a larger experience of beauty and grace and lightness and love. In a way that you may not have experienced before. And imagine rising up into this pillar of light. And as you do, you begin to see other pillars of light. With other beings who are living in their own light, their own experience of well-being and thriving and love and wisdom. And as you look out, you see pillars of light rising all around you. And your heart expands into joy. As you see these pillars. And as you expand into this beautiful joy, other people do the same thing, and you notice that your lights all begin to shine more brightly, your pillars all begin to grow wider and wider and begin to connect with one another, creating a wider and wider pillar of light. So that the pillar of light is so big that all you can see is this huge, beautiful expanse of light. With each being radiating their own well-being and thriving and creating mutual well-being and thriving in this huge pillar of light. And you notice that as everybody is operating in a similar vibration of well-being, of thriving, of light, and of love, how connected you feel with each individual being and with all beings in this light. And it's so magical how you can experience your own beauty and uniqueness and be connected in this beautiful energy of thriving and well-being. And as you bring your awareness back into your heart center, notice how peaceful it feels. To be connected in the energy of thriving and well-being. How supportive it feels to have so many other beings operating in the same energy as you. Moving toward the same larger vision, each being creating and connecting in their own way, each being magnifying the thriving and well-being of all. And bringing this connection, this feeling, this knowing, this support back into your heart center. Back into your pillar and sinking back down into your body, bringing with you that deep feeling of well-being and of thriving and of connection into your body. Breathing all the way down again to the bottoms of your feet. Reconnecting with the earth, with your physical body, It has this new sense of thriving and well-being. This new awareness, these new possibilities of what this could be for you begin to settle into your whole body and being. Notice that they bring a sense of peace, a centeredness, a groundedness, a connection that supports you in your life in each and every moment. Knowing that you are deeply connected with your own inner wisdom, and that your heart and your heart wisdom beginning to recreate and reimagine your life in a state of thriving and well-being for you and for all. And just know that each and every moment of each and every day, your well-being is expanding. That you are moving toward a greater state of thriving. That you're expanding in your experience and awareness of what is possible in a life that is grounded in thriving and well-being. And that the unfolding of this surprises and delights you as you discover what this means for you. If you're listening to this as you fall asleep at night, then when I count from 1 to 5, at the count of 5, you'll move toward deep, replenishing sleep and awaken in the morning to a greater sense of well-being, of thriving, of possibility. If you're listening to this during the day and you're transitioning into the next part of your day at the count of 5, you'll open your eyes feeling deeply relaxed and rejuvenated with a greater connection with your wisdom, your well-being, and your thriving, and moving forward with those into the next part of your day. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.